This segment of Yerucha will be discussing, Be'ez Hashem, the questions of Niski Shechenim, Chazakis, Hezekria. So, as Akdama, I'd like to give a brief introduction to the concept of Niski Shechenim and what type of Nizakim are relevant and possible. So we have in the beginning of Obasra, there's a Mishnah which says that if Shutfim split a chotzer, they have to build a wall in the middle. There's two Lushenis in the Gemara. La'alocha, we paskin that if Shutfim split a chotzer, they're obligated to build a wall in the middle because of Hezekria, in order to avoid Hezekria, which means an infringement upon privacy, where each partner, each neighbor could see what the other person is doing in his chotzer. This is one example of Hezekria, where the neighbors are obligated to construct a wall in order to increase privacy so that they don't infringe upon each other's privacy. There's an additional halach of Hezekria. This is the beginning of what we just said was the beginning of Obasra. Later on in Obasra, the end of the third parak, there's some more Mishnayis about Hezekria. Over there, it's a different type of concept. It's discussing a situation where a person wants to open up a new window. It says over there, Lo yiftach adam chalonoisav l'chatzar ha-shutfim, a person is not allowed to open up windows into chatzar ha-shutfim. The Gemara explains, it's not just chatzar ha-shutfim, it also refers to opening up neighbors opening up windows into your neighbor's property. It's an iser to open up a new window into your neighbor's property because it infringes upon his privacy. And then there's another Mishnah on Daf Samach. The Mishnah we just read was in Daf Nun Tesam Beis. Another Mishnah on Daf Samach, which says, Lo yiftach adam l'chatzar ha-shutfim pesach keneged pesach v'chaloin keneged chaloin. You're not allowed to open into a chatzar ha-shutfim a door facing another door or a window facing another window. And it says you can't change the size of the window if there is a window. So these are the Mishnayis that discuss Hezekria, the concept of privacy. That's one category of Niskei Shechenim, of neighborly issues, which we'll be discussing Be'ez Hashem. There's another concept of Niskei Shechenim, and that is the Perek Lo Yachbar. There's a second Perek of Obasra. The Mishnayis list over there numerous types of hazardous materials or activities that one neighbor might be doing near his neighbor's property, which might cause damage to his neighbors. So there are many examples of this type of hezek. The beginning of Le'achmer talks about digging a bar next to your neighbor's bar, or digging a bar, or putting water type of things next to a wall that belongs to your friend, which could damage the wall. It talks about various materials which give off heat, or sometimes there are functions that a person does which shake the ground a little bit, and that would damage another person's wall. There are many other examples in Perek Le'achbar. There's putting a furnace or an oven somewhere near his friend's property. There's a case of planting a tree where the roots of the tree might damage his neighbor. That's called Nizkei Shechenim. The first case was Hezekria, privacy. The second category is Nizkei Shechenim, putting some kind of hazardous material near your neighbor's property. An example nowadays would be, I guess, some dangerous chemicals or let's say rotten wood, which perhaps could cause termites to infest his property. Then there's a third category of things which we'll be, Be'ez Hashem, be discussing, not at length, but it's important to understand the concept, which is what it talks about in the Gemara of Basra on Davov, that that sometimes you could have a person who has a wall made out of, let's say, rock, bricks, cinder blocks, and his neighbor wants to use that wall in order to construct some kind of structure. He wants to put beams on top of that wall. So the Gemara discusses that there's a concept called chazaka. Even though the wall belongs to Reuven, it's possible for Shimon to have a chazaka, a right, to put his beams on Reuven's wall. Mishnayos talk about an end of Cheskas Avatim and Daf Nun Tes regarding leaning a ladder against somebody's wall. You could have a chazaka, you could have a right to lean your ladder on your neighbor's wall. This would obviously have to be acquired. You could have the chazaka to have a gutter which causes water to flow into your neighbor's property. Or you can have a chazaka to have a window. It's also discussed over there. So these are basically the three categories. We have hezekria, the obligation to afford your neighbor some privacy. And that emerges when you have two chatzeris next to each other, two courtyards next to each other. And also when you're opening up a window or a door. And then we have the concept of Niske Shechenim putting his hazardous material next to a person's property. And then we have the third concept of usage of a property which is acquired by one neighbor against the other neighbor. It's like they would call it an easement. You have an easement to use your neighbor's property for a specific purpose. Now, when it comes to... So let's start off. We're going to start off with the Hakdama on the concept of Niske Shechenim, which is going to be important, Bez Hashem, in the coming Shiurim. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to put a hazardous material, whatever, the bar, these type of things next to your friend's property. Now, there's a machloikas between Abaye and Rava. What's the halacha if the davar hanizik, the item which is going to be damaged, is not yet there? You want to dig a bar. Your neighbor does not yet have a bar which would be damaged by your bar. The question is, am I allowed to go ahead and dig my bar now? And even though it's possible that my neighbor would in the future want to dig a bar, and by me digging the bar right up to the property line, that'll cause my neighbor to have to construct his bar a little bit further into his property. Is that called not being mazikim because of the fact that later on he's going to want to put a bar over there? Same applies to kaisel. He's going to want to construct a wall, and I want to put some hazardous material on my property, and that will stop him from building that wall. Am I allowed to put that initially? So it's machlokes between Abaye and Rava, and Abaye holds that you're allowed to put your material straight up to the property line. Rava says no, you have to move away from the property line, whatever the shear is, if the nizik would have been there, if the damaged object would be already be present, that's how much you have to go ahead and distance yourself from the property line, because ultimately he might put that boyer over there or that wall or whatever else would get damaged. Now, there's two lashonis in the Gemara. One version of this machlokes is that they're arguing only by a sada she'ein asuya labar. So let's say I want to dig a bar. Now, my friend is objecting. He's saying, I may want to dig a bar in the future. So I tell him, so according to Rava, I'm not allowed to dig the bar, regardless. Abaye says, it's true. If it's likely that he'll end up digging a bar, then I would not be able to put my bar up straight up to the property line. Whereas if it's a property in which it's unlikely that I want to dig a bar, Abaye says, if it's unlikely he'll want to dig a bar, then I'm allowed to dig my bar right up to the property line. And that applies to all these niske shechenim that this will be achleik zabayi v'rova, whether you're allowed to put the mazik there before the nizik is there. And now we're going to have a question of if their machleikas is specifically where it's sada she'ein asuya labayris, where it's unlikely that the davar nizik will come there, or it's even besada asuya labayris, and maybe specifically in a sada asuya labayris, that's where Abaye and Rava argue, that Rava says you're not allowed to, and Abaye says you are allowed to, but sada she'ein asuya labayris, if it's unlikely that the nizik will come there, then you are certainly allowed to put the mazik straight up to the property line. Now, when it comes to, what's halacha, how do we paskin? So it's a big machlokes rishonim. How we pass? Now, usually the halacha is like Rava, that you would not be allowed to put your mazik up to the property line. However, this machlokes is that perhaps Rava is only specifically by bar where the hezek is being done right now. By digging the bar, you're causing a certain instability in the ground by actually digging it. So, and that instability is going to be there. Whereas other mazikim, let's say you want to put some kind of hazardous material over there. When the person comes along, I'll take it away. There's no irretractable damage that's being caused to the property. So that's machlokes rishonim, how we pass him with regard to that. Now, there's another concept. Let's go back now for a minute to hezekria. So we have the concept of hezekria. Now, with regard to all mazikim, the Gemara, we spoke about the Gemara that says you could have a chazak, an easement on your neighbor's property to put, let's say, a beam on his property. The Gemara in End of Yachbar discusses that also with regard to mazikim, the right to have a davar hamazik, let's say I want to have the davar hamazik in the times of the Gemara, gefes, the shells of olives was considered a mazik, that could be mazik somebody's wall. Let's say I have a chazaka to put my gefes over there. I put it there, and the other person was not moicha in me putting it there. So halach is, there is a chazaka for niske shechetim. If I establish my rights to have the right to put this davar hamazik next to the boundary between our yards, the halacha would be that once I establish the chazaka, I'm allowed to continue doing so. Now there's a big machlokes Yerushalayim, how does one establish a chazaka for niske shechetim and for cheskes tashmishim? There are Rishonim that differentiate between the two, but generally speaking, most Rishonim hold that the halacha is the same between Niske Shechenim, putting hazardous material, and Cheskas Tashmishim, which is having an easement to put, let's say, your beams or have your water going. Some Rishonim learn that just like if you want to make a claim that you bought somebody's property, the halacha is, at the beginning of Cheskas Abatim, that you need to have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. You need to be living in the property for 3 years before you can establish a chazaka, before you can establish that you have a right to live in the property because you bought it. So too with regard to cheskes tashmishim and cheskes nezakin, you need to have a chazaka, you need to live in the property, you need to use that tashmish, let's say you want to have a beam on the property, you have to have that beam up for 3 years, and your neighbor was not moicha, then you've established a chazaka. But any time before 3 years is up, your neighbor can come and say, no, I never gave you that right, and he could force you to take that beam off of his wall and best it. So too, with regard to placing hazardous material or digging a bar or the like, if you've had it there for 3 years, you've established a chazaka, whereas if it's less than 3 years, your neighbor can come and be moicha and say, get it out of here. This machloikis also applies to another question. With regard to Cheskes Gimel Shanim, when you want to establish that you bought somebody's property, the halacha is you have to live in there for 3 years, like we said, and you also have to have a Chazaka Sheshi Matayin. You have to come into Bezdin when the guy says, what are you doing with my property? You have to say, you sold it to me. You have to come with a Taina. You have to say that you know that the person sold it to you. The same Achlokes Rishonim applies to whether or not you need a Taina. Again, there may be individual Rishonim who don't say the two things are dependent on each other. But most Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim, say that these two arguments depend on each other. If you hold, you need Gimel Shanim, so it's similar to Cheskes Gimel Shanim by Karkois, where you're trying to establish that you bought something from somebody, then you have to have a Chazaka Sheshi Matayin. You have to claim that the person granted you this right with a Kinyan. He had to specifically grant you this right. Whereas, if you hold a chazaka, happens right away. I'm sorry, we didn't clarify what right away means. We said that some Rishonim hold you need 3 years. Other Rishonim say that as soon as your neighbor sees you putting the beam over there, or putting the hazardous material next to the border, and he's quiet, he doesn't say anything, he sees it happening, he's quiet, right away you get a chazaka. And that's what some Rishonim hold. So the big one of Rishonim again, do you need 3 years with a taina, or does it have miyad without a taina just by the mere fact that he saw you doing it and he didn't say anything? That's machlokes. Now, the end of Le'achbar, the Gemara says there are specific things for which you cannot have a chazak. There are specific hazekis which are so severe that you can't ever get a chazak for those. Well, that's called kutru besakise. If you're, let's say, you have a chimney which is making smoke go into your neighbor's yard, that would be kutra, besakisi. In the olden times, they had outhouses which had a gefarloch smell coming from them, as can well be expected. And the question is, and in these two situations, if you had 3 years that you had it there, you're not going to get a chazak. Now, with regard to Ezekriya, there's a big machlokes. There's a Mishnah later on that, I mean, there's the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Tes that relates that there was Machlokes in Rishmal, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chiya. A person opened up a window facing into Chatzar HaShotfa. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chiya have a machlokes. Rabbi Yossi said, he got a chazaka. He opened up the window, he gets a chazaka. Rabbi Chiya says, no. You worked hard to open the window, now work hard and close your window. So this machlokes Rishonim had to understand this Gemara. Are we going to say, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Chiya? You see in Rishonim Rabbi Yossi that he says that you get a chazaka right away. The second you open that window, you get your chazaka. Rabbi Chiya says no. Even though you opened the window, the other guy was watching, you don't get a chazaka. What does Rabbi Chiya hold? Does Rabbi Chiya hold because you need Gimel Shanim, because you need 3 years, you don't have a chazaka miyad? Or does Rabbi Chiya hold that there's no such thing as chazaka v'ez a kriya? Obviously, the two machlokes that we discuss are going to be totally in this. If you hold that by Niskei Shechein and by Cheskes Tashmisha, you have a chazaka right away, so then you're going to have to say that Hezekri is an exception. And the reason why Rabbi Chiya, who he paskin like, says that you don't get a chazaka with regard to the window is because not because he holds that you need 3 years for a chazaka, because that would apply to all other mazikim as well. And these Rishonim hold that you get a chazaka right away. These Rishonim learn that Rabbi Chiya was making an exception for Hezekri. And to the contrary, you see from this Gemara that if you would have a chazaka, you would have a chazaka right away. Because Rishon Rabbi Yossi holds that you do have a chazaka for Hezekriya, says that you get the chazaka right away. That's what some Rishonim learn. The other Rishonim say no. It's a raya the other way around. The reason why Rabbi Chiya says Avada Hezekriya has the exact same halacha as other Niskei Shechein. The reason, and you could get a chazaka. The reason why Rabbi Chiya says you have to close the window is because he holds that that for all chazakas you need 3 years. So the machloikis between us and the other Rishonim is really a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi holds you get a chazaka right away. Rabbi Chiya holds that you only get a chazaka after 3 years. So it's a big machloikis Rishonim if there is a concept of chazaka for Hezekriya. Now, we spoke out before that there are different instances of Hezekriya. You have the case where you have two neighbors that have their properties next to each other. The halacha is you have to go ahead and build a wall. So, with regard to that case, there's no question that there's no chazaka. The Rishonim say that even if the neighbors live like that for many years, you still don't get a chazaka. You still have to build. If one day one of the neighbors wakes up and decides he wants a wall, he could force the other neighbor to chip in and build a wall. So, some Rishonim say from here's a raya that there's no such thing as chazaka for Hezekriya. Other Rishonim say no. In that case, there was no positive action taken to establish the chazaka. Even if you hold that there's a chazaka for nizakin, it's only if you go ahead and do a maisa. You do a maisa, let's say you put your beam on the other person's wall, you open up a window, or you put down the hazardous material next to the border. There we say that you did a maisa and the other person didn't object, either right away or for 3 years, that establishes a chazaka. Whereas by two neighbors who are living side by side, they didn't take an action to establish the chazaka. They're just living there like they lived beforehand. So since no action was taken, there's no chazaka cannot be established. So and there's other reasons also given for why in that case there's no chazaka. Now, like we said, there's a question by Chaloin opening up a window whether there is a chazaka or not. In one case, however, there's certainly no chazaka. Opening up a Pesach keneged Pesach, opening up a doorway facing directly into another person's doorway, there's certainly no chazaka. By chaloyim keneged chaloyim, a window facing a window, this machloik is rishonim, whether or not you can have a chazaka. The reason for that, why is this worse? Why is this worse than all other mazikim? So the Gemara later on says in Daf Samach, that Rabbi Yochanan darshins is from a pasuk. He says, it says in the pasuk, Vayisa Bilam as Einav, Vayaris Yisrael Sheikh L'Shvat, a famous pasuk, Bilam lifted up his eyes, he saw the Yidden resting, separated up into their tribes, and he gave them a bracha. He said, "Matoy boy Allah Yaakov." My raw zaktemar. What did Bilam see? Raw shein biskei aleihem mechuvanim zek zelazeh. He saw that the doors of their tents were not facing each other. Amar ruim alolu shetish aleihem shechina. These people are worthy of having the shechina rest on them. Now, the Nesiva says that this halacha, since we're darshaning it from a pasuk, the halacha of of Pesach Kenega Pesach, Chaloin Kenega Chaloin, is a deraisa de keisr. There's an isr medoraisa to open a Pesach Kenega Pesach and a Chaloin Kenega Chaloin. So because of this, you can't have a chazaka. Even if you give her a shus, you're not going to have a chazaka. Having a doorway where you could look directly into your neighbor's house is such a serious form of hezekiah and such a breach of tznius that even if the person gives you a shus, says, I don't care about tznius. Still, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do it. It's an isser, it's not bin adla chaveroi, it's an isser, bin adla amakum, that you're not allowed to have a door where you could look into somebody else's house. Now, obviously, bismanenu, We are not so nizer in this. And the question is, why are we not nizer in this halacha? It's a deraisa de keisr. So, and the Rashba really, Radzai said, even if the minig of the whole community is that they don't care about opening up Pesach Kenega Pesach, Chaloin Kenega Chaloin, it's still not going to be allowed. So, there's a number of tshuvas that speak about this topic, and a number of tshuvas farms say that where there's a minig, we know that there's an established minig to open up a Pesach Kenega Pesach and a Chaloin Kenega Chaloin, the halacha is that you're allowed to do it. But The Tshuva Svarim that I've seen, the earlier Tshuva Svarim that I've seen, they limit this. They say it's not talking in a case where there's a really serious situation of a breach of privacy. So I've seen the Heintig of Paiskim say that because nowadays we have blinds blocking the windows, so we have window shades. So in Mela, there's not such a serious concern of Hezekriah. I just wanted to explain this a little bit better. In the Gemara, I mean, I don't know, I shouldn't say better, but I wanted to give a little bit of a context to this. We see that the Gemara in Daf Beis says, there's a question in the Gemara. When there's two neighbors and there's no fence, are they obligated to construct the fence? Could one neighbor force the other neighbor to construct the fence? The Gemara tries bringing a certain raya. The Gemara brings a raya from a case where a fence fell down. You had a fence and it fell down, so the Mishnah says you're mechuyev to build another fence. So Gemara tries to bring a raya that has a Riyashmei Hezek. Gemara says no. Over there it's different because they got used to doing private things in the Chatzar. So you see from here that the concept of Hezek Riya, and we see this throughout the Sugya of Hezek Riya a number of other times in the Gemara, the concept of Hezek Riya is, it's a more serious issue when the person became accustomed to doing private things, and then you're going to go ahead and look at him. So then, for sure, Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. Whereas if a person is not accustomed to doing private things, then Hezek Riya might not be Shmei Hezek. Well, might say we paskin it is Shmei Hezek, but the severity of Hezek Riya depends on how accustomed you are to do private things in that area. So one can easily argue that Bizmanenu, because we have We're not nizer in Pesach Kenega Pesach Chaloin Kenega Chaloin. So we have created for ourselves our own mahalchim of dealing with Hezek Riya. People will be careful and cognizant that if they're going to do something private and somebody else could see inside, they'll pull down the shades. So Mamela, people are not accustomed to doing private things without pulling down the shades. In the olden days, they didn't have shades. So there's no such thing as getting accustomed to having your friend looking into your windows, because there's no way to avoid the issue. I mean, they had one bedroom, one room houses, and they would be doing their private activities facing that window. So Mamela, there's no way to avoid this breach of tznius. And Mamela, the halacha is that even rishos, even a minute, will not help. Whereas bismanenu, where there are ways to avoid this breach of tznius, we have to assume that people are careful to make sure that if they're doing something private, they're going to pull down the shades. And with Mela, people are not accustomed to doing private things while the shades are open. So therefore, that could in some way justify our minig al pi the Gemara. So this Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Are we going to say, what's the reasoning of Reb Chiya? You see in Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi that he says that you get a chazaka right away. The second you open that window, you get your chazaka. Reb Chiya says, no, even though you opened the window, the other guy was watching, you don't get a chazak. What does Reb Chiya hold? Does Reb Chiya hold because you need Gimel Shanim, because you need 3 years, you don't have a chazak miyad? Or does Reb Chiya hold that there's no such thing as chazak of Hazakriya? Obviously, the two machlokes that we discuss are going to be totally in this. If you hold that by Niske Shechein and by Cheskes Tashmish, you have a chazak right away, so then you're going to have to say that Hezekriya is an exception. And the reason why Reb Chiya, who he paskin like, says that you don't get a chazaka with regard to the window, is because, not because he holds that you need 3 years for a chazaka, because that would apply to all other mazikim as well. And these Rishonim hold that you get a chazaka right away. These Rishonim learn that Reb Chiya was making an exception for Hezekriya. And to the contrary, you see from this Gemara that if you would have a chazaka, you would have a chazaka right away. Because Rishon Reb Yosi, who holds that you do have a chazaka for Hezekriya, says that you get the chazaka right away. That's what some Rishonim learn. The other Rishonim say, no, it's a raya the other way around. The reason why Reb Chiya says, Avada Hezekriya has the exact same halacha as other Niske Shechem. The reason, and you could get a chazaka. The reason why Reb Chiya says you have to close the window is because he holds that that for all chazakas you need 3 years. So the machloikis between us and the other Rishonim is really a machloikis between Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi, and Reb Chiya. Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi holds you get a chazaka right away. Reb Chiya holds that you only get a chazaka after 3 years. So it's a big machlokes of Rishonim if there is a concept of chazaka for Hezekriya. Now, we spoke out before that there are different instances of Hezekriya. You have the case where you have two neighbors that have their properties next to each other. The halacha is you have to go ahead and build a wall. So with regard to that case, there's no question that there's no chazaka. The Rishonim say that even if the neighbors live like that for many years, you still don't get a chazaka. You still have to build. If one day one of the neighbors wakes up and decides he wants a wall, he could force the other neighbor to chip in and build a wall. So some Rishonim say, from here's a raya, that there's no such thing as chazaka for Hezekriya. Other Rishonim say, no. In that case, there was no positive action taken to establish the chazaka. Even if you hold that there's a chazaka for Nezakin, it's only if you go ahead and do a maisa. You do a maisa, let's say you put your beam on the other person's wall, you open up a window, or you put down the hazardous material next to the border. There we say that you did a maisa and the other person didn't object, either right away or for 3 years, that establishes a chazaka. Whereas by two neighbors who are living side by side, they didn't take an action to establish the chazaka. They're just living there like they lived beforehand. So since no action was taken, there's no chazaka cannot be established. So, and there's other reasons also given for why in that case there's no chazaka. Now, like we said, there's a question by chaloin opening up a window whether there is a chazaka or not. In one case, however, there's certainly no chazaka. Opening up a pesach keneged pesach, opening up a doorway facing directly into another person's doorway, there's certainly no chazaka. By chaloin keneged chaloin, a window facing a window, this machloik is rishonim whether or not you can have a chazaka. The reason for that, why is this worse? Why is this worse than all other mazikim? So the Gemara later on says in Daf Samach, that Rabbi Yochanan darshens this from a pasuk. He says, it says in the pasuk, Vayisa Bilam as Einav, Vayaris Yisrael Sheikhan L'Shvat, the famous pasuk, Bilam lifted up his eyes, he saw the Yidden resting, separated up into their tribes, and he gave them a bracha. He said, "Matoy boy alach yakov." My raw zaktimar. What did Bilam see? Raw shem biskei aleihem mechuvanim zelazeh. He saw that the doors of their tents were not facing each other. Amar ruim alolu shetish alayim shechina. These people are worthy of having the shechina rest on them. Now, the nesiva says that this halacha, since we're darshening it from a pasuk, the halacha of Pesach keneged Pesach, Chaloin keneged Chaloin, is a deraisa deke iser. There's an iser medoraisa to open a Pesach keneged Pesach and a Chaloin keneged Chaloin. So because of this, you can't have a chazaka. Even if you give rishus, you're not going to have a chazaka. Having a doorway where you could look directly into your neighbor's house is such a serious form of hezekriya and such a breach of tznius that even if the person gives you rishus, says, I don't care about tznius. Still, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do it. It's an isser. It's not bin on lachaveroi. It's a isser bin on lamakim that you're not allowed to have a door where you can look into somebody else's house. Now, obviously, bismanenu, we are not so nizer in this. And the question is, why are we not nizer in this halacha? It's a deraisa d'keiser. So and the Rashba really Radzai said even if the minig of the whole community is that they don't care about opening up Pesach connected Pesach and Chaloin connected Chaloin, it's still not going to be allowed. So there's a number of tshuvas that speak about this topic, and a number of tshuvas farim say that where there's a minig, we know that there's an established minig to open up a Pesach kenega Pesach and a Chaloin kenega Chaloin. The halacha is that you're allowed to do it, but the tshuvas farim that I've seen, the earlier tshuvas farim that I've seen, they limit this. They don't. They say it's not talking on a case where there's a really serious situation of a breach of privacy. So I've seen the Hayntig of Paiskim say that because nowadays we have blinds blocking the windows, so we have window shades. So in Mela, there's not such a serious concern of Hezekriya. I just wanted to explain this a little bit better. In the Gemara, I mean, I don't know, I shouldn't say better, but I wanted to give a little bit of a context to this. We see that the Gemara in that Basra that Beis on Beis says there's a question in the Gemara. When there's two neighbors and there's no fence, are they obligated to construct the fence? Could one neighbor force the other neighbor to construct the fence? The Gemara tries bringing a certain rais. The Gemara brings a raya from a case where a fence fell down. You had a fence and it fell down, so the Mishnah says you're mechuyev to build another fence. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya that has a Kriya Shmei Hezek. Gemara says no. Over there it's different because they got used to doing private things in the chatzar. So you see from here that the concept of Hezekriya, and we see this throughout the Sugya of Hezekriya a number of other times in the Gemara, the concept of Hezekriya is, it's a more serious issue when the person became accustomed to doing private things, and then you're going to go ahead and look at him, so then, for sure, Hezekriya Shmei Hezek. Whereas if a person is not accustomed to doing private things, then Hezekriya might not be Shmei Hezek, well, might say we paskin it is Shmei Hezek, but the severity of Hezekriya depends on how accustomed you are to do private things in that area. So one can easily argue that Bizmanenu, because we're not Nizer in Pesach Keneged Pesach Chaloin Chaloin Keneged Chaloin, so we have created for ourselves our own Mahalchim of dealing with Hezekriya. People will be careful and cognizant that if they're going to do something private and somebody else could see inside, they'll pull down the shades. So in Mela, people are not accustomed to doing private things without pulling down the shades. In the olden days, they didn't have shades. So there's no such thing as getting accustomed to having your friend looking into your windows because there's no way to avoid the issue. I mean, they had one-bedroom, one-room houses, and they would be doing their private activities facing that window. So in Mela, there's no way to avoid this breach of tznius. And in Mela, the halacha is that even a rishos, even a minute, will not help. Whereas Bizmanenu, where there are ways to avoid this breach of tznius, we have to assume that people are careful to make sure that if they're doing something private, they're going to pull down the shades. And with Mela, people are not accustomed to doing private things while the shades are open, so therefore that could in some way justify our minig, al pi the Gemara.